traffic lights are out. Springvale Road and Whitehorse Road, which I believe is in the Deakin electorate, kind of your Nunawading area. And apparently it's a little bit of, I think the technical term is shit fight. It's banked up to the Ringwood East Link exit. There you go. If you're driving home right now, just park and, you know, have a drink or something. That'll be cool. Luckily, the Melbourne contingent of Midnight Juggernauts are safely here in the studio and haven't got to worry about Ringwood Road. There you go. Hello, gentlemen.
That was an interesting start, the shit fight to the ring road.
Oh, yes. Which is funny enough because that was the electorate where Tony Abbott accidentally said suppository instead of repository.
Oh, well, there you go.
So it's all coming back around.
They need a plaque for that.
It's all ass up. how are you guys doing, everyone? Vincent, Andy, Dave?
Daniel.
Daniel, Dave.
We sometimes call him Dave, though.
Who is Dave? Dave Strickland.
You're thinking of Van Halen.
Is there a Dave?
There must be a Dave.
German golfer
or something.
Yeah, well, this is what happens when you spend the first sort of part of your album marketing pretending to be a Russian band.
Everyone
gets very confused.
This is true. This is true.
Maybe. I don't know. How are you guys doing? How was, since we spoke to you when your album first came out, you guys have been to Europe and South America.
Yeah.
Been again.
Pretty busy. A lot of flying, a lot of frequent flyer miles, which we've been racking up. South America was amazing.
Yeah.
Good to, we love getting back there. And what did we do there? Had a bit of a holiday because, of course, it's summer through Europe. So we're just enjoying the summertime sun.
Yeah.
It was good.
Did you, I saw you guys witnessed a crazy accident on the autobahn.
Yeah. Well, it's scary. You're driving down these freeways and there's no speed limit. There's just like that sign where it says, go as fast as you want. So people do.
I think, not that I endorse this, at one point when we were in Germany, we did go up to 180 kilometres an hour to test it out. Yeah. But it's very frightening at that pace.
Especially with all your gear in the car, I imagine, as well.
Tall car in the wind. Like, you know how you hit sections and the wind comes across the road?
So describe the photo that you guys put on Facebook. What happened to that van?
Well, we're just following some car and then we saw it swerving. And then it just tipped over about at 180 miles an hour.
There may have been a bit of screaming in the car at that point. Wow. Yeah. Talking about brakes and,
Brakes screeching and you guys screaming as well, because this car was like 90 degrees the wrong way. Ooh. That's full on. I saw you guys were getting tourism advice from fans on the internet as well of where you should go when you're in Europe.
Yeah, because we ended up hiring a car when we were in Rome and we had a bit of a road trip through the French Riviera. So then we were in Nice. We thought, what are we going to do here? We ended up just jumping online and asking our followers to give suggestions. And they did. And we followed their suggestions and they were correct. They took us to some beautiful hills, some mountain, which we climbed to the top. It's very romantic.
But the main reason we went there was because someone said that's where Dirty Rotten Scoundrels was filmed. So
that's why we went. And
was there any evidence of that? Was there like some sort of shrine to, was it Clint Eastwood or anything?
this is like Dirty Rotten Scoundrels is in Steve Martin and Michael Caine, 1988.
Yeah. We need Mark Fennell in here. Oh yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Wow. Actually, that brings us around to what Mark will be in about half an hour's time with movies that are hinged around the word midnight. Movies that, that something happens at midnight and I said no to Cinderella. We're getting lots of texts from various people. Midnight in the Garden of Good and Evil, says Judith. Does Dirty Rotten Scandals have a midnight kind of vibe to it? Not really.
Probably not.
And we were there during the day, so I'm thinking about midnight in Paris. We spent a bit of time in Paris and had some artistic stimulation through those streets, which is... Have you seen the film, Woody Allen film?
It's a weird film, isn't it? It's almost like a time travel film.
Yeah, it's like Owen Wilson. I think it's like a romance where he leaves his partner for a little while, and he ends up cavorting with poets and
Scott Fitzgerald and all those people.
Yeah. How many stars, Vinny?
I give it 3.5 out of 5.
Well, I disagree, David. I actually now see that was David. That was David and then Margaret Pomeranz. All right, Triple J, Midnight Juggernauts are in the studio. Let us know if you're going to check them out tonight at the Metro, tomorrow in Canberra, then the Corova Lounge next weekend, and playing a lovely show at the Corner. We got a text from someone who's going to see you guys at the Corner. It's funny, so I'll find it and read it out after this on Triple J. Systematic by Midnight Juggernauts. On Triple J, that is Midnight Juggernauts. from Uncanny Valley, Systematic, a band so in demand. Two shows at the Darwin Festival in the last couple of weeks. Last weekend. Yeah, gosh, time flies.
What day is it today?
Yeah. Andrew, Dan, and Vince from the band in the studio. And two gigs at Darwin Festival. Even Grummel didn't do two gigs.
Yeah.
Well done.
Well, it was the first time I think any of us had been there.
So might as well make it worth it.
And of course, escaping winter in Melbourne. Mm. It's pretty amazing. But we didn't see no crocodile encounter.
We did, though, look over the bay and, sunset, us holding hands, looking into the...
Yeah, I saw at the ski club there, looking out over Darwin Bay. Yeah. Isn't it beautiful?
We saw these little sharks just swimming around.
Lots of them.
It was a touching moment.
Oh, that is so nice.
A bit frightening,
yeah. But you're fine
touching.
Now. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, it's a beautiful part of the world. And the gigs went well?
Yeah, the
gigs were great.
I was chatting to this comedy band, Smart Casual, who also played at the Darwin Festival, and we got a phone call from a rather sad, frantic lady, actually, Gemma, who was had this to say, as a matter of fact, about you guys.
I really, really, really wanted to, but I had work that night, so yeah.
Can we make a dream come true? Can we take the band to her house, maybe?
Can we take Midnight Juggernauts, Vince and Dan and Andrew, to Gemma's house?
Could we?
Is this
what?
Okay, Gemma, I've got to preface this that we are not the Make-A-Wish Foundation. We can, but I'm going to put the request in. You guys are obviously mates. The Australian music industry, you guys be mates with the Juggernauts.
I'm actually shaking.
Now, did Smart Casual make this happen, make this wish come true?
I think we were asked to play a third gig.
That was fantastic. But no gigs at Gemma's house.
Oh, there was that one show which we played in the kitchen. That might have been is that the one?
Well, why don't we check? So Gemma is on the line right now. Hey, Gemma.
Hi, how are you going?
I'm good. Say hello to the Midnight Juggernauts.
Hey, Gemma.
Hey. Hi, Gemma.
Hey, guys.
So they didn't turn up to your house. Did you see them in your house, kitchen, bathroom, garage, anywhere?
No, I didn't see them at my house, but I did get to see them on the Friday night.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what happened? Did you just quit your job?
No. I had a scan of the festival guide and I saw that they were playing the opening concert at the amphitheater. And I didn't, I don't know why, I just didn't see that they had their gig Friday night at 11 p.m. And, yeah.
Perfect.
I just ended up being able to go.
Thank goodness.
Yeah. Yeah, for this phone call, if nothing else. What? Give us a gig review.
Oh, don't put her on the spot.
Apparently, there was a special dance. Tell us about what happened. Tell us where you ended up.
Oh, yeah. They let us come on the stage after a second encore.
Yes.
Second encore. You know that's a good show when there's two encores.
Yeah.
That's all you needed to say.
Yeah.
Because Darwin doesn't get much music scene, so obviously when we have someone up here, we're keen to see them for as long as we can.
There you go. That's right. So two shows. There you go. Well, thank you very much for giving us an excellent gig review and for dancing on stage. Well done to you.
That's okay.
Your dance moves were excellent. Our review.
In the studio, gentlemen who have taught me the history of CGI animation via their video clip to Memoriam, Midnight Juggernauts. And if you haven't seen the video clip, it's really interesting. And didn't one of those clips then get used by Miley Cyrus or something?
Yes, I'm certain that Miley or the director of, what was the song? The one where she talks about partying, which is probably half of her catalogue. But they end up using one of these scenes from which was in our clip. Yeah. In it's just like in some montage. I'm pretty sure she was influenced by our band with this clip and musically as well, but definitely from that clip.
This is what happens when you hang out with people like Solange. Then things get on to Miley.
Somehow we have all these connections to young.
What were we going to say?
I wasn't going to say anything.
All right, we'll move on. Solange is coming to Australia at the end of the year, which is very exciting. We finally get to see her play some of her cool music, which is great news. You guys, though, very busy with these shows. Tonight at the Metro, then Zierholz in Canberra, Corova Lounge Ballarat Corner next Saturday in Melbourne. And there will be, I can tell you, at least three people that will be at the Corner show because they've texted in Thorpey, Fitzy and Philpot.
Of course.
They sound like morning breakfast radio hosts.
Thoughtsy, Fitzy and Phil Bob in the morning. Well, I'll tell you what they're going to be doing. They're going to be creating bulk moisture from the crazy body movements that we'll be creating Juggers for Life.
All right.
That sounds like a medical condition.
All of it, the entire text. Juggers for Life, of course, is tattooed somewhere a little bit sort of private on them. Have you seen Juggernaut's tattoos?
Yes, actually. There's a guy who... we saw online he put the lyrics to one of our songs down both his arms. So some guy in London. So every time we play out in London, just looking for the guy, fist pumping and checking everyone's arms. Is that the guy?
You haven't seen him yet. He's somewhere.
He's out there somewhere.
Somewhere he's out there.
Forever.
Oh, nice. Very good. Well, I'm going to play Ballad of the War Machine. Have you had any more repercussions from Mother Russia since this all went down?
Yeah, well, we've been having... promoters contacting us asking to bring us over again, and we're doing lots of press, like Russian press are curious about this band, and because we had this label called Siberia Records, and they're kind of intrigued by our interest in that region, so maybe we're trying to forge a brotherhood between Australia and Russia and see if we can work something out.
Good for you. Yes. Have a word about the Sochi Olympics and the various rules about alternative lifestyles while you're there. That would be
this
nice.
This is true. We'll do our best.
Good. And so all these shows that we're playing, that you guys are playing. I'm not playing. A lot of them with Kieran J. Callanan, except for the West Australian ones, and with Fascinator, which is Johnny from Children Collide. Now, I haven't seen him play as Fascinator. What kind of a show is Johnny bringing to your shows?
It's actually kind of frightening watching him. It's like it's always a little bit different. He's I don't know. It's like he's on another plane, another dimension. Mm, that guy. Mm, he there's lots of.
Yes, go
it's
on.
Really good.
Yeah, it's actually like, incredible.
Yeah, yeah. I really liked it. And he's got some really great t-shirts. They'll be for sale for tonight.
Oh, and hats.
And hats, yeah. His t-shirts. His next
t-shirts.
Don't
hats.
Forget badges.
This is a little bit of Fascinator. You're going to be hearing some of that if you're heading along to the shows. Vince, Andrew, Dan, thank you very much for dropping in, gentlemen. Thanks. See you guys.
It's the Doctor on Triple J.